If you were listening closely just now, you may have noticed that the beginning of today's gospel seemed a little bit like a history lesson, with some of the names sounding familiar even to our 21st century ears. And what that very first sentence covers is a listing of a virtual who's who of the ancient Hebrew world, naming the emperor, kings, and high priests of the particular time and place when John the Baptist began his ministry. But what's more important to notice is that even with all these politically connected people around, even with these powerful, important leaders available, God chose a rather odd and politically unpopular man to be his prophet, an individual with no authority and no power of his own, and whose chosen place of ministry was a desolate and lonely wilderness. We know this prophet as John the Baptist, and he responded to God's call as he fulfilled the words of the prophet Isaiah by becoming the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. And what was John the Baptist to do? He was to convince the people to prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And as if that wasn't a big enough challenge, the prophet went on to say, "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." So John had a really big job, for he was to persuade his listeners to repent and do the hard work of preparing themselves for the coming of God. And as we can see from the directions given by the prophet Isaiah, it wasn't going to be an easy or quick task. So here we are on the first Sunday in December, a time when most of our waking hours are spent preparing for the celebration of Christmas. And similar to last week, when we were challenged by the thought of a new year and how we might reorder ourselves toward a more spiritually focused life, so too this week we are confronted once again with a very specific call to prepare a way for Jesus. Which is really kind of funny, if you think about it, because in our culture, being busy and stressed is almost a competitive sport. Isn't it? And the time, money, and energy we expend in getting ready for Christmas is just exhausting. So it would seem that the words of the prophet Isaiah are likely to fall on deaf ears. And the work of John the Baptist, well, that's almost impossible, because we are just too busy. And even if we feel a little bit guilty about that, well, we're busy for a good reason, aren't we? And that's just how life is. So John the Baptist can call all he wants to, but for the most part, he is drowned out by the sound of Christmas carols and cash registers. However, just because that is our reality does not make it right. And even the prophet Isaiah, so very long ago, recognized the challenge of his call, for straightening and evening out the landscape of our lives is never easy. But it is worthwhile, for this is the coming of our Savior that we're talking about, and therefore, it's important work. So rather than spending all our time preparing for an imaginary man in a red suit, preparing the way of Jesus should be a very real part of our to-do list over the next few weeks, which means that clearing some of the cultural clutter from our Christmas list would go a long way towards making that path just a little bit straighter, and giving up the notion of a perfect Christmas day would even out some of those valleys and mountains. Because in the sweep of history, from the time of the prophet Isaiah through John the Baptist and the life of Jesus into our lives today, throughout all those centuries, our salvation has never depended on the perfectly decorated Christmas tree. Or finding just the right present for grandma. Nope. What our salvation has always rested on is our faith in Jesus Christ, our trust in his love, our understanding of his mercy, and our living out of his call to share the good news of salvation with all the world. That's it. All the rest is just decoration. It's fun and good-natured trappings of the secular Christmas season that contributes both to our joy and our exhaustion, but have nothing to do with the coming of Jesus. So in the landscape of our lives, we have to ask ourselves, have we made any kind of a path at all for Jesus? Or is it blocked with stuff? With this in mind, then, let us listen closely to the words of the prophet as they echo across the ages, encouraging and commanding us to prepare a way for God. Because even though these words are ancient, the call itself is timeless, for we are to be witnesses of the saving power of Jesus for all humankind. We are to be that prophetic voice to a secular culture that hasn't a clue about the holiness and goodness of God. And like John the Baptist, we are called not because we are important or well-known, but because we are, each in our own way, offbeat yet faithful believers, capable of making a difference somehow, somewhere, some way for someone, which means that we are to live not as overly busy, stressed out consumers of our culture, but as joyful signs of what a life lived in the power and grace of Jesus Christ can be like. So to prepare the way of the Lord is an honor, and it is a privilege. It's unique to each of us, but it's universal in its need and in its importance. So over the next few weeks, take the time to listen closely for the voice of the prophet. Listen for it, because it's out there. And you may hear it in the words of a child, during prayer, when you're stuck in traffic, or in the quiet of your own heart. And by listening, may we each get a sense not only of where we are called to be, but also how we may best prepare a truly clear path. Because Jesus is coming, whether we're ready or not. Amen.